Hello, this is Benevolent Heretic on AboveTopSecret.com. Oh yeah, I'm with you, Magic. I am. I have not decided, and I don't need to know. I don't need to know right away. I don't need to know now. I will decide when I feel I have enough information. I have no reason to believe that Bill Ryan is not credible at this time. I do get the impression that the Chapman character is just a troll, only trying to cause a little drama, himself or herself. So I don't put much weight into what they say either way. So I'm not convinced either way. I don't need to be convinced either way. I'm enjoying watching it and seeing it unfold. It's just an interesting character study to see people's reaction to having been fooled when, hey, we're on a conspiracy board here. You know, I mean, I think that goes without saying that some of the stuff isn't going to be true. Some of the stuff is going to be people putting forth theories and even stories that aren't true. I mean, isn't that what this is all about? I mean, I kind of figure if I don't believe or disbelieve the biggest conspiracy of all time, which I think might be God, if I don't need to believe or disbelieve that, then I don't really need to believe or disbelieve this Serpo thing. Not until I have the information. Anyway, good podcast, Magic. I'm with you.
Hello, Mr. Heretic here. I just happened to walk into the room at the right moment and thought I would throw in my two bits. I have not been following this this particular saga to any great degree at all, mostly finding out bits and pieces from Benevolent. And based on that, for one, I would dearly love to find out that it was true. However, I've got a good friend, Occam, and he has a razor. And according to that, we have the following. This is truly extraordinary claims, or these are truly extraordinary claims. And truly extraordinary claims require truly extraordinary evidence to support them. And the evidence of which I am aware, which is granted and right up front, not all of the evidence, is basically logs written by people who were there, supposedly. Logs, no matter how well written and no matter how gripping a story they tell, are not truly extraordinary evidence. I mean, do we have any DNA from the guy in the silver jumpsuit with the slash across his chest or anything like that? to the best of my knowledge, no. So while I would dearly love this to be a true story, I am leaning toward skepticism of it. Based on the evidence that I'm aware of, it's probably not true. Thank you. That's all. Bye now.
Thanks for listening.